Good afternoon, and welcome to the Green Thumb Show. I'm Lee Murray, your reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for joining us from the Sun Lake Splash, Sweet Alyssum for September, by Danette Huddle. While the temps are still high in September, 75 degrees in the mornings, low hundreds in the afternoons, we can still occupy our green thumbs with a few neat projects. September is a good time to plant agave, cacti, and yuccas in full sun, and also herbs such as cilantro, parsley, dill, fennel, and chives, either seeds or transplants, and sprouts of oregano, mint, thyme, and rosemary in areas that don't receive direct afternoon sun. Zinnias, marigolds, cosmos, and sunflower seeds can be started in any location during this time as well. Use shade cloth to protect young seedlings from the sun, especially during the first few weeks. Prior to planting or potting, amend the soil with compost and mulch to retain moisture and regulate soil temperature. Water the ground around new plantings gently and regularly as they establish their roots. You'll have to monitor plants for thirsty pests and diseases and take appropriate action. A personal favorite of mine is the alyssum, also known as just sweet alyssum. Plantable during autumn, alyssum is an accessory to any pot or garden. Being white in color, this little delicate plant is always noticed. It's hard to go wrong with this plant. Use it as a reliable filler in any pot or to fill in any gaps between plants in the ground. It grows not high, but spreads from fall until mid-May. It's not aggressive and won't choke out other plants. Alyssum doesn't love the heat, but it can tolerate 100 degrees with adequate water and shade. It's pretty simple to keep healthy, and alyssum is not overly popular with plant-eating pests. Found all over the valley at any nursery and usually the Walmart Garden Center, alyssum isn't an expensive plant, and other than water, it doesn't need much care. You can tell if it is getting too much sun, as it will wilt to become dry. Those sunburned parts can be trimmed away, and then the plant can survive if moved to a shadier place and the soil is kept moist. Alyssum does need covering when temperatures reach below 32. Only a month more to go, and we'll enter our prime planting season here in Sun Lakes. From the Costco Connection Good Medicine, An Apple a Day Provides Many Benefits, by Vicky Shantaratelny. Apples are one of the most popular fruits consumed in the U.S., and more than 100 apple varieties are grown nationwide. Whether as a crunchy snack or part of a meal, an apple a day is a nourishing habit that can help reduce your risk for chronic diseases such as certain cancers, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes, according to the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, the nutrition source. Why are they such a good-for-you fruit? Apples are loaded with dietary fiber and are low in calories, with about 4 grams of fiber and less than 100 calories in a medium, unpeeled apple. There's a significant amount of fiber in the skin, which helps regulate appetite, body weight, blood sugar, and cholesterol. Plus, apples are packed with numerous antioxidants that can help to reduce inflammation and keep cells healthy. The color and flavor landscape of apples has a wide range. From deep red to golden yellow to bright green with tart to sweet flavors, apples offer culinary versatility. They make tasty on-the-go snacks when eaten fresh out of hand or baked with a hint of brown sugar and cinnamon. Apples pureed into applesauce are a convenient prepackaged snack, too. If you want to eat a whole apple, snack on slices with peanut butter or add diced apples into a salad. Try Gala, Pink Lady, or Macintosh varieties. The best bacon apples for pie, crisp, or crumble are the Honeycrisp, Granny Smith, Jonathan, Cortland, and Braeburn varieties. When purchasing apples, look for ones without brown and soft spots or broken, wrinkled skin. Once you get them home, store them away from other produce to minimize spoilage from the exchange of natural ethylene gas. Place them in the refrigerator, produce drawer, in a paper or plastic bag, or in a closed cabinet in your pantry. Apples, a nutrient-dense, multi-purpose fruit, offer numerous health benefits as well as tasty culinary opportunities all year long. From BetterHomesAndGardens.com, 23 beautiful garden plans for attracting birds and butterflies. Create a colorful butterfly and bird-friendly landscape with these garden plans by Cheryl Geertz. Add life and movement to your yard with these garden plans designed with birds and butterflies in mind. Each plan is filled with the best types of plants for providing food and shelter for wildlife. Use one of these plans to help you create a beautiful garden while also attracting a variety of birds and butterflies to your yard. First on the list, Tiny Corner Garden Plan. Tuck this pocket garden anywhere in your yard and you'll be amazed by the number of butterflies it attracts. This tiny corner garden plan is packed with cosmos, zinnia, black-eyed Susan, butterfly bush, and other low-maintenance perennials that pollinators can't resist. Create a quick color display with these fast-growing flowers, and you'll get almost instant curb appeal. Second, no-fuss bird and butterfly garden plan. Plan a low-maintenance garden that will attract lots of pollinators to your landscape with this easy bird and butterfly garden plan. Tried and true favorites such as catmint, butterfly weed, bee balm, and aster will produce a ton of color all summer and fall while providing the nectar, pollen, and seeds that will draw butterflies, bees, and birds. Feel free to add a small birdhouse or bee hotel to roll out the welcome mat for winged visitors to your yard. Third on the list, Beginner Garden Plan for Full Sun. This beginner garden plan includes reliable perennials that don't require a whole lot of care. Long-blooming perennials such as aster, coreopsis, and purple coneflower provide seeds for birds and nectar for butterflies. Other than occasional deadheading of faded flowers, these sun-loving plants will easily tolerate drought and heat. Prairie Garden Plan Number 4. The beautiful blooms and nutritious seeds of native prairie plants draw pollinators, birds, and other wildlife. This prairie-inspired garden plan contains several blooming perennials and ornamental grasses that are indigenous to the Midwest. And while the plants will need extra water their first year to get them established, after that they'll usually get by on what nature provides. Next, no-fuss sun-loving garden plan. You don't need a large yard to attract birds and butterflies. This compact garden includes sun-loving perennials that provide both food and shelter for visiting creatures of all sizes and types. Use this no-fuss garden plan to fill a challenging full-sun area in your yard with colors and textures that will last all summer. Next, Easy Care Butterfly Garden Plan. Create a lush island bed of easy-to-grow perennial and annual flowers with this plan that will bring beautiful and beneficial insects to your garden. The variety of blossoms offer nectar to adult butterflies, while leafy food sources such as parsley nourish the larvae. A few rocks among the plants provide convenient perches for butterflies to sun themselves, and a simple bird bath provides water. Number 7, Small Space Drought-Resistant Garden Plan. This small space drought-resistant garden plan includes tough plants that can withstand dry conditions while still looking lush and colorful. The dramatic blooms surround a bird bath and are sure to attract songbirds, hummingbirds, and butterflies. So, pick out your bird bath and start planting this pretty garden plan. Tropical Look Garden Plan. A well-placed container filled with colorful plants provides a show-stopping focal point in this tropical look garden plan. Hummingbirds will especially be attracted to the tall purple-leaf canna in the center of the planter and fuchsia's unique blossoms that resemble layered, brightly colored skirts. The twisted and contorted branches of a Harry Lauder's walking stick provides plenty of convenient spots for small birds to perch and rest. Number 9, a simple late summer perennial bed plan. Keep the color coming on strong all the way through the end of the growing season with this simple late summer perennial bed plan. It's packed with sun-loving, summer-blooming perennials that generally have brighter hued flowers than those of spring, with warm reds, oranges, and golden yellows taking center stage. These long-lasting blooms often don't quit until the first frost, and their seed heads hold up well into winter, providing a source of food for birds that don't fly away to warmer climates. Number 10, Bird and Butterfly Garden Plan. This bird and butterfly garden plan has just the right types of pollinator-friendly plants to encourage beautiful winged wildlife to return to your garden again and again. The design also includes hummingbirds' favorite tubular and cup-shaped flowers that are filled with nectar. You'll enjoy seeing the eye-catching drifts of color with something in bloom all summer long and into the fall. Next, the fabulous fall garden plan. When summer fades into autumn, your yard doesn't have to fade too. This fabulous fall garden plan uses late-blooming perennials that almost seem to glow with bright hues before the more muted tones of winter set in. Birds will love feeding on the seedy flower heads of the three varieties of asters that have complementary yellow and bronze tones and contrasting shades of blue and white. This design relies not only on flowers to add color to the landscape, but also on foliage like the silvery gray of lamb's ears and the cool hues of blue fescue. Number 12, Year-Round Excitement Garden Plan. While many gardens are all about flowers, this year-round excitement garden plan emphasizes foliage plants of varying heights and textures and adds in a butterfly house to provide shelter for pollinators. The plants in this mixed border feature contrasting shapes such as big leaves next to strappy ones and upright plants alongside weeping forms to give this bed a dynamic feel. Evergreen shrubs and trees provide year-round color, resting places for birds, and create a backdrop for plants with multi-hued foliage. Number 13, Corner of Grasses Garden Plan. If you've yet to try ornamental grasses in your landscape, or you think one type looks much like any other grass, this Corner of Grasses Garden Plan will show you just how majestic and variable they can be. Adding these bird-friendly grasses to your yard is an easy way to attract and feed birds as well as provide dense foliage for cover and nesting material. Plus, they're super low maintenance, letting you plant them and pretty much forget them. Next, the Tough as Nails Garden Plan. With this Tough as Nails Garden Plan, you can plant it and almost forget it. It relies on a selection of perennials that will thrive in full sun, tolerate heat and humidity, and reliably come back each year. Silvery gray-green foliage is a common thread tying together these drought-tolerant perennials, complemented by a bluebird bath that helps draw in feathered visitors. Plus, the mix of colorful blooms will appeal to butterflies and hummingbirds. Next, long-blooming rock garden plan. Create this long-blooming rock garden plan with a variety of perennials that provides a pleasing mix of colors and textures to contrast with large boulders among them. Butterflies will be attracted to the spikes of tubular flowers such as penstemon and lavender. And blooming beauties like phlox and bee balm will attract hummingbirds. Either plant around a naturally rocky area in your yard or bring in a few well-placed stones to create the perfect backdrop for this stunning plan. Next, Corner Garden of Shrubs and Trees Plan. This easy garden plan features colorful shrubs and small trees to attract birds and provide wildlife a habitat to nest and hide from predators. The selected plants also will look beautiful throughout all four seasons. Plus, enjoy the extra privacy these shrubs and trees will provide to your yard when planted in a corner of your property. Property Line Garden. Give your yard a sense of enclosure without blocking the view with this property line garden plan. You can also site this plan in front of a wall or fence for a softer look. As long as the perennials and woody plants in this design receive an occasional watering and are planted in full sun, they'll thrive without needing much care from you. Butterflies will appreciate the blooms from penstemon, coreopsis, and other perennials, while birds nest in the foliage of a blue spruce tree and juniper shrub. Next, Easy Care Summer Garden Plan. Overlapping bloom times is the secret to nearly non-stop color in this Easy Care Summer Garden Plan. The low-maintenance perennials in this design produce a palette of pink, purple, yellow, and white flowers from spring to fall, but shine brightest during the warmest months. And when one variety finishes flowering, another takes its place. In the fall, you can look forward to watching many types of birds feed on the seedy flower heads of blazing star, purple coneflower, and feather reed grass. Summer Cottage Garden Plan. Add plenty of color and texture to your yard with this eye-catching summer-blooming cottage garden plan. It relies on classic perennials such as bellflower, lamb's ear, crane's bill, and delphinium to create a sensational design. Count on watching butterflies flutter to the clusters of small flowers on the sedum and penstemon. It's also perfect for a sunny border along a lawn or walkway. Number 20, garden plan to soften a fence. Draw attention away from the flat, harsh lines of fence posts and slats with a mix of favorite flowers and shades of pink and purple set off by foliage with complementary hues and textures. You're sure to see butterflies lingering on perennials in this plant, such as verbena and cosmos. There's also a few bulbs and small shrubs mixed in for added interest. The result is a long-lasting garden that will require minimal maintenance year after year. Next, Easy Care Island Bed Garden Plan. To break up the monotony of big stretches of lawn, try this Easy Care Island Garden Bed that's designed to look beautiful no matter which side it's viewed from. A small ornamental plum tree anchors the planting, producing stunning pinkish-white double blossoms in spring, plus it has pretty fall foliage. A dwarf white gila complements the floral show with its own pink spring blooms that are sure to attract hummingbirds. The surrounding perennials and ground covers add seasonal splashes of color. Streetside Garden Plan. Even a challenging spot along a sun-drenched curb can be used to attract birds and butterflies if you choose tough plants that can tolerate heat and drought well. This easy street-side garden plan relies on a mix of native perennials that do just that. Plus, their colorful flowers and abundant seed heads will feed bees, butterflies, and birds. Number 23, Cold Climate Shade Garden Plan. If you live in a region with very cold winters, this cold climate shade garden plan is for you. The varieties in it are hardy down to zones 3 or 4 on the USDA hardiness zone map, withstanding temperatures down to 30 degrees below zero or even 40 below zero. Plus, their flowers will draw a variety of pollinators. The red columbine, bleeding hearts, and stillbee will be particularly attractive to hummingbirds. Also from BetterHomesAndGardens.com, how to start a cactus garden. Whether grown as houseplants or in your garden, cactus plants add plenty of interest to your home. Learn how to grow these low-maintenance plants by Michelle Ullman. There are numerous reasons to start a cactus garden. Do you love the intriguing and often otherworldly look of cacti and other succulents? Are you in search of relatively easy care potted plants? Do you want to conserve water? Then these gardens are for you. Desert dwellers are surprisingly versatile, and you'll find that there are nearly as many cactus landscaping ideas as there are gardeners to design them. Cactus garden ideas. Cacti, which are a subset of succulents, tend to be quite easygoing. You can plant a cactus garden outdoors or bring it inside to add unique character to your decor. Cactus garden landscaping ideas. If you live in a mild winter climate, you can plant a cactus garden. There are many landscape designs, including cacti scattered among flowering perennials or small shrubs, a desert-inspired landscape surrounded by gravel or crushed stone, a wall of tall varieties such as Oregon pipe cactus, blue candle, or cow's tongue. One spectacular variety used alone as a specimen plant, large barrel cactus, blueberry, and prickly pear works well for this. Container cactus gardens. The beauty of a container cactus garden is that you can have one even in a cold winter area. You'll just need to overwinter the container somewhere protected. A few cactus arrangements for outdoor containers include an assortment of small cacti in a shallow terracotta bowl, several containers, each with one large variety or another succulent, hanging baskets planted with varieties like rat-tail cactus, orchid cactus, and Christmas cactus are possibilities. A mixture of colorful annual or perennial flowers and cacti. Indoor cactus garden ideas. You can grow a cactus indoors if you have a bright sunny window. Cactus terrariums are especially popular. A glass bowl, box, or even hanging ornament filled with small varieties and other succulents is a fascinating slice of the desert brought indoors. Remember that a cactus terrarium must be planted in an open container. Too much humidity can rot your plants. Show off a collection of mini cacti in equally small yet decorative containers along your windowsill. Grow a tall cactus in a spot you'd like to highlight, such as near the fireplace, by the front door, or in a corner near a window. Assemble a miniature desert garden with small cacti and figurines of desert animals in a rustic wood or terracotta container. General cactus care. Cactus plant care is relatively simple, but not entirely maintenance-free. Most cacti and other succulents require similar care, although there are exceptions to the rules. Sunlight. Whether indoors or out, your cactus garden needs plenty of sunlight. Aim for at least 6 hours of direct sun per day. Water. Overwatering your cacti is a sure recipe for disaster. These drought-resistant plants easily succumb to root rot, so always let the soil dry out between drinks. In the winter, it's not uncommon for cacti to require water only every couple of weeks. If your cactus garden is outdoors, Mother Nature will take care of the watering needs most of the year with rain, but if not, you should water your plants thoroughly at least once per week during the hottest months. Fertilizer. Cacti and other succulents don't require large amounts of fertilizer, but they generally appreciate a low-strength feeding during the growing season, which runs spring through summer. Container. Most cacti grow slowly and don't mind being a bit root-bound. If you see roots pushing out of the pot, or if your plant has grown out of proportion to its container size, it's time for a new, larger home. What's the best cactus soil? Plant cacti in specially formulated potting soil, whether purchased or do-it-yourself. Good drainage is crucial to a cactus garden, and regular potting soil tends to hold on to too much moisture for these low-water plants. You'll find many brands of cactus soil mix, some are even labeled organic, on nursery shelves, but it's easy enough to mix your own soil. A good formula for cactus soil is 1/3 horticultural sand, 1/3 cactus compost — you can use a regular potting mix for this, but remove any large pieces of wood or twigs — and 1/3 grit in the form of pumice, perlite, or porous gravel. Mix these ingredients thoroughly before planting. If you're planting a terrarium, you'll need to start with a layer of gravel at the bottom of the container, then top it with your cactus potting soil. Easy Care cactus garden varieties to grow indoors. Hundreds, if not thousands, of cacti and other succulents are available in nurseries and garden centers, with more varieties added every year. Many are suitable for indoor cactus gardens. The following are some of the most popular cactus varieties you can grow inside your home. Pincushion plants form small balls or fingers and have an evenly spaced thick coating of spines. They often produce brightly colored flowers. Sea urchin are ball-shaped cacti with small, widely spaced thorns. They have very pretty flowers and are excellent beginner's cacti. Ruby ball cactus is actually two cacti in one, the top colorful ball, often red, grafted onto a green-based cactus. These are sometimes sold as moon cactus. Hedgehog cactus has a sprawling growth pattern and often produces colorful flowers. Crown cactus grows in a cluster of small balls with a thick coating of hairy thorns. This is one of the easiest cacti to grow indoors. Christmas cactus, also called winter cactus, is a popular holiday plant with colorful flowers at the ends of its drooping branches. And those of you who are regular listeners to this show know we feature stories each week for the terrific book, Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul. This story is called Angel of Mercy. It was written by Erica Sanders. And there's a quote here from Sally Koch: "Great opportunities to help others seldom come, but small ones surround us every day." Angel of Mercy. Want a vegetable garden but can't dig it yourself? Call and I'll plant one for you, free of charge, the card said. I want to help. Those were the words on the sign I tacked up on the church bulletin board. As I finished it, the secretary came over and said, "Angel of Mercy, huh?" The way she said it, I wondered if she might be poking fun at me. "I just want to help," I said. A week later, I had my first call. I parked in front of a dingy white apartment building with numbered doors. Weeds sprouted all through the lawn. Mrs. Searing, a thin black woman with graying hair, answered my knock. She walked with me throughout the tall weeds, smiling and nodding. I suggested I put stakes in to mark a plot. She answered, "Let's go in, have some tea, and think about it." Inside, a tea kettle whistled and cookies were heaped on plates. "Well, this is great," I said, jiggling the hot teacup on my knee. "There's room for as much garden as you could want. Getting water to it will be easy." Mrs. Searing looked out the window. My grandmother taught me about plants. When she was young, she'd cut her hands picking cotton. Some herbs she knew of grew in the rose. She chewed the leaves and rubbed them on her hands to heal them. I set my cup down. I could find out what herb it was. If you like, we could plant some in your garden. Mrs. Searing sipped her steaming tea carefully. I enjoyed gardening. I never got to it when my sons were growing up. I had 7 sons. Only one's left now. He drives a taxi in Atlanta, she said. We had a long talk about her life and about mine and what I wanted to do with myself. Finally, it was time for me to go. There had been no progress toward a garden. I looked with regret at the unused tools in the back of my car. This had been a day wasted. Mrs. Searing smiled and waved as I drove off. Thank you for coming to see me. My next assignment was a couple of weeks later at a big green clapboard house. A cheery voice met me. I'll be right out. Just let me get a sweater. A small, heavy-set woman bustled out the door. There we are, she smiled, pushing her dentures in place with her tongue. Call me Hazel. Come on, I'll show you my yard. She came down the steps sideways, holding onto the railing with both hands. I gardened quite a bit when my husband was alive. He built this trellis here for me, and this strawberry planter. I made mental notes. Rebuild the porch steps, reinforce the leaning trellis, replant the barren strawberry planter. Hazel was talking nonstop, cheerful and excited. She dug a half dozen young shoots and pushed them into my hands, a gift for me to try in my garden. These are some of my favorite bulbs, she said. I looked at the weed-choked sprouts. Weed the bulbs, I thought. I have my tools in the car. I'll start with weeding, if you want. Oh, honey, you have better things to do, she laughed. Come have some lemonade. You like lemonade? A week later, I pulled into the driveway of my third assignment, full of resolution. This time, I would carry my shovel as I walked in. As I lifted my trunk lid to reach for it, my smile faltered. Past the garden gate sat a round white table spread with glinting plates, a pitcher of something pink and white frosted cake. Coming through the creaky gate toward me, a woman in a navy flower dress tucked a wisp of silver hair into place. She worked her hands together and smiled shyly, "So glad you could come." For 2 years I went on gardening errands and my tools never left my car. In my work clothes, I visited, helping in the way help was most needed. I listened and ate cookies, crackers, and cake. I drank lemonade, tea, and soda pop. I left full of stories and advice, and often with my hands full of gifts. I was an angel of mercy. I let them do for me. That's called Angel of Mercy, written by Erica Sanders, one of the many stories that make up Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul. And that's the Green Thumb Show for this week. For Sun Sound Radio, I'm Lee Murray, your reader. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. Be safe and healthy. And we'll be talking with you soon.